SRN News, I'm John Scott. Once a hurricane, Debbie is still a dangerous Category 1 storm. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
Don't go out into this storm. Don't drive on the roads, particularly when they're flooded. We have had some traffic mishaps over the last 12 hours. And when you have flood situations, that is the number one way where we will see fatalities is by people being out on the roads and hydroplaning or having other problems.
Forecasters warning heavy rain could spawn catastrophic flooding in Florida, South Carolina, and Georgia. Also at SRNnews.com, as Wall Street tumbles, Bankrate.com senior economic analyst Mark Hamrick says there is a silver lining for long-term investors.
Previously, very lofty major market indices and individual stock prices have now come down to more reasonable levels. And for most long-term investors, those who are saving, investing for their retirements, you're now getting in at lower levels.
Hamrick says the pullback is not unexpected. Our crews battling California's Park Fire have corralled a third of that blaze, helped in part by cooler weather. California's largest fire this year has scorched 627 square miles. American gymnast Simone Biles didn't get the golden send-off she had hoped. Biles earned silver in the Florida exercise finals after a routine that included a couple of costly steps out of bounds. Brazil's Rebeca Andrade became the first gymnast to beat Biles in a floor final in a major international competition. It was Biles' 11th Olympic medal. Jordan Chiles, a longtime friend of Biles, earned the bronze. The Dow is down 829 points. The NASDAQ is losing 451. This is SRN News. Thousands of Good News clubs are gearing up for a new school year.
With students returning to the classroom soon, Child Evangelism Fellowship says it'll be offering Good News clubs in more than 3,300 locations across the United States. The after-school clubs teach biblical truths and present the gospel. CEF was founded 87 years ago and has been establishing Good News clubs around the world. Last year, the ministry reached more than 25 million children with the gospel. Jeremy House, SRN News.
A member of the U.S. women's gymnastics team that won gold at the Olympics cited a Bible verse after celebrating the victory. 16-year-old Hesla Rivera's Instagram post included a reference to Isaiah 40:31, which reads in part, "Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles." This is SRN News. Belgium competing its team from the mixed relay triathlon at the Paris Olympics after competitors who swam in the Seine River fell ill.
The Belgian Olympic and Interfederal Committee said in a statement that Shell, who competed in the women's triathlon in Paris, has fallen ill and will have to withdraw from the competition. The statement did not elaborate on Michelle's illness, but it comes after concerns over the river's water quality. Organizers had said that bacteria levels in the river were at a level that was considered safe for the athletes. The Belgian committee said it hopes that lessons will be learned for future triathlon competitions at the Olympic Games. I'm Karen Shamas.
Pregnant athletes are pushing boundaries in Paris by competing even later into pregnancy. Egyptian fencer Nada Hafiz revealed she'd been competing at 7 months pregnant and achieved her best result in three Olympics. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.